Annabelle Jeffries was lost in thought. It was nothing new, except this time she almost bought a zebra head. In fact, if it hadn't been for the little girl with the blue toenail polish and line at Cosmo's Costumes, Anna definitely would have left with the wrong rubber mask. She was trying to memorize the names of her new students, using a word association trick her friend and professor in crime, Cinda Bass, had explained, when the little girl's incessant whining to her frazzled mother about needing boas for the birthday party or everything would be ruined returned Anna to reality. The snap back to real life was often jarring, but as she noticed the stripes rather than the donkey she ordered, Anna was grateful for it. There were no zebras in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Stepping out of line, she returned to the back counter of the shop. After a bit of confusion and sifting through stacks of yellow order slips, the heads were switched, and Anna paid for her donkey. She grabbed a quick coffee next door and noticed the little girl, now drowning in hot pink boas, climbing into a minivan. Anna chuckled at the sight as she crossed the street to her car. She wondered if her sisters, one with a new baby born in April and the other with a baby on the way, had any idea what they'd gotten themselves and their lovely husbands into. It had been a busy and exciting year for her family, but Anna was settled back into the calm normalcy of her routine. The University of California, Berkeley, was renowned for the occasional spectacle or spotlight issues, but it was also a university steeped in tradition and history. That was what drew Anna there as an undergrad, and what brought her back to teach years later. She recognized how lucky she was to be exactly where she belonged. There were only two more weeks in September, which meant four remaining class periods of Macbeth, Anna thought, clicking her car open and trying not to spill coffee down the front of her top. She tossed her bags onto the passenger seat, while her mind shifted to upcoming lectures and the meeting she had next week with the English Department Curriculum Committee. When Greta, the department secretary, who always had chocolate-covered almonds on her desk, had called to set up the meeting, she mentioned it was a casual discussion. Anna had been teaching Shakespeare at UC Berkeley for 3 years now. That was long enough to know there was nothing casual about the curriculum committee. The committee was in charge of keeping an eye on the dissemination of knowledge as it pertains to the English department goals and standards as set forth by the dean. That was what the members told Anna the first year they reviewed her classroom. They'd left her alone last year, and she thought she'd proven herself by now, but Anna seemed to be back under the microscope again after recently applying for full professor tenure. Although she wasn't sure how all the committees worked, they acted more like they were responsible for the brick-by-brick building of the institution, rather than simply the current overseers of its teachings and traditions. Anna found them stodgy, and at times stifling. Especially since during her first year review, they had declared her teaching style was a touch unconventional. Following that review, Anna had tried to tone things down, but it never worked. It was impossible not to get excited about the porter scene in between Act Two and Act Three of Macbeth, or all the blood and deceit. That's how Shakespeare wanted it. His words all but demanded the work be brought to life, so in a way, she was honoring him by annoying the establishment. Not that she would ever explain her classroom to the committee like that. She loved her job and wanted to keep it, so she at least tried to play the game. But maybe she hadn't been trying hard enough if they wanted to meet again. Macbeth was the first play of the semester, followed by the comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream, which would start mid-October. When she had been hired, the committee had wanted her to cover three plays a semester, along with a general overview and history of William Shakespeare. She explained that an overview in history usually put people to sleep and that it was far better to focus on two plays a semester. They'd looked over their glasses at her, and had Anna not possessed incredibly accomplished credentials, as the man wearing a turtleneck in July had pointed out, they would never have offered her the position.